Steve, some very interesting things happening in some of our universities at the moment, with the thought that they may be starting to ask for the full fee up front if you're looking to do a medical degree. Now, I'm not too sure about you, but $300,000, I don't have a spare one of those lying around. And somebody to talk to us about it, Rob Thomas, the president of the Australian Medical Students Alliance. Rob, got a spare $300,000 for a medical degree up front?
I certainly don't. And I think a lot of students that are currently doing med really don't either.
And Rob, that kind of is the dilemma that we have, isn't it? Because if that is how this all turns out, only those that do have families that are in a situation where they can provide that would end up doing these degrees, am I right?
Yeah, certainly. So as it stands, we have a few hundred students that are on the domestic full fee places, and it's really unfair on those from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, and really makes it impossible for them to get into medicine.
If this does go ahead and get as a full-blown rollout, how do you think long-term that's going to make some changes to our health system?
Well, it's got quite a few effects. Firstly, it's tough because at the moment we've got a shortage of internships, and we don't know if all of the medical graduates currently are going to end up getting a job. And the thought of someone having to pay more than $200,000, $300,000 for a medical degree and then not actually get a job, it's pretty tough on them and pretty rough on the Australian healthcare system as well.
That could be very tricky, because I'm not sure if you've had to go to the doctors lately, but if you're ever at one of the bulk billing clinics, you seem to be there with there's just hundreds and hundreds of people waiting for their turn, and people are saying, well, I've got to wait 3 hours to see the doctor. And if we're making it more difficult for those who have the skills, knowledge and brain power to get in and do it, if we're making it tougher on those, there's going to be less coming out the other end, thus we're going to have less doctors.
Yeah, definitely. So we know in Australia that we're producing enough medical graduates as it is, but there is this maldistribution. So there's areas and specific specialties, including general practice, where there's a huge shortage. And making something like general practice, which we know doesn't pay quite as well as some of the specialties, making it less desirable by having this huge debt over your head is really just adding to the problem.
Mm. So where are we going to get all the doctors from? I guess we'll be looking to bring people in from overseas if we're not getting enough doctors homegrown.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we should be doing. And I mean, actually, there's a oversupply projected for medical graduates from Australian universities coming up. So we're about right for the numbers. It's more just the distribution and encouraging people to go into the right specialties in the right areas.
Now, therein lies another problem. How do we actually get it to distribute everybody to where we need them? We can't say to everybody, look, we need a heap of these people and those people if that's not what you want to do. Is there a way we can get around that?
Yeah, look, it's pretty tough. From a medical school perspective, it's really important that medical students have exposure to different areas. There's mandated rural practice terms, for instance. But there's a lot that the government and medical schools can still be doing to support those students and make sure that they have positive experiences in the specialties that really need the numbers.
Mm. So a lot of things, a bit of a shake-up may be what we need, but I just don't think that asking for that $300,000 check up front, Rob, would be the way to go. Thanks for enlightening us on some of the things happening in that space this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much.
He is the president of the Australian Medical Students Alliance, Rob Thomas, talking with some of the challenges, shall we say, in the medical space at the moment. Coming up to quarter to midday at 2NURFM 103.7.